आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती। ओ
सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म, तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम्।
मंगलाचरण। सर्ववेदांत सिद्धांत, सर्ववेदांत सिद्धांत, गोचरं तम गोचरं, गोचरं तम गोचरं, गोविंदं परमानंदं,
गोविंदं परमानंदं,
सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्,
सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
रिपीट, लीड एंड फॉलो।
शंकर जी, यू कैन डिस्ट्रीब्यूट।
एवरीबॉडी वांट्स इंग्लिश।
जन्तुनां नरजन्म दुर्लभमतः,
जन्तुनां नरजन्म दुर्लभमतः,
पुंस्त्वं ततो विप्रता,
पुंस्त्वं ततो विप्रता,
तस्मात् वैदिकधर्ममार्गपरता,
तस्मात्
वैदिकधर्ममार्गपरता, विद्वत्त्वमस्मात् परम्,
विद्वत्त्वमस्मात् परम्,
आत्मानात्मविवेचनं स्वनुभवः,
आत्मानात्मविवेचनं स्वनुभवः,
ब्रह्मात्मना संस्थितिः,
ब्रह्मात्मना संस्थितिः,
मुक्तिर्नो शतजन्मकोटिसुकृतैः,
मुक्तिर्नो शतजन्मकोटिसुकृतैः,
पुण्यैर्विना लभ्यते,
punne vina labhyate.
Can we chant together? Jantunam
narajanma dulabhamatah pumstvam tato vipyata tasmat vaidika dharma marga parata vidvatvam asmat param atmanatma vivechanam svanubhava brahmatmana samsthiti muktino shatajanma koti sukritai punner vina labhyate.
In the first verse we have seen, it's a mangalacharan. It says, Sadgurum pranatosmi aham. I salute to the Sadguru. Who is Sadguru? Sadguru is that who knows about the Sat and takes the Sishya to Sat. That is Sadguru. So I salute to that Sadguru. Who is that Sadguru? Is the Govindam. Who is Govindam? Govinda is the Lord Krishna, Govinda. And the Guru of Shankaracharya was, his name was Govinda Padacharya. So he is saluting his own Guru and Lord Govinda. Who is that Govinda? Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Gocharam. He is the essence of all Vedas. Sarva Vedanta. Vedanta means Vedka Ant, the essence, the Upanishad. All Upanishad talk about that essence, one Brahman. Tam Agocharam. But he cannot be perceived by our organs of perception. So in one Mangalacharan, he is saluting Lord Govinda, he is saluting his own Guru Govinda Padacharya. And how is that Govinda? With form, without form. Both are correct. From the standpoint of Govinda, he is with the form. From the standpoint of Param Brahma, he is agochar. He cannot be perceived. So after salutation, he says in verse number 2 to 5, Shankaracharya shows how blessed we are, and we will be foolish if we do not use what we have. He says, Jantunam Narajanma Durlabham Ataha Jantunam. Jantu comes from the word jan, and jan means born. First verse is Mangalacharan, second verse is the summary of the whole of Vivek Chudamani. Rest 579 verses are elaboration of this verse. And the whole spiritual sadhana is given here. Darwin theory says that from we became from monkey to man. But our Shastra says from man to you can become Superman, Divine Man, God Man. That is said in our Shastra. Very good. And our scripture also says where the science ends, spirituality starts. Why so? Because all the scientists, they need objects. Without object, they cannot research. They want everything on their lab table. They want in test tube. They want Atman in test tube. That is never possible. So where the science and spirituality start. Why spirituality starts from there? Because spirituality always talks about the subject. Scientists always talk about objects. That is the difference. Jantunam Narajanma Durlavatam. Mahatma says it is sixer by Shankaracharya. In the first verse it is sixers. Che mar diya ek saath. Kaise? To say Jantunam Narajanma Durlavatam. That which is born. Jantu in Hindi we say insects, animal, creatures. Jantu. But it comes from the dhatu jan. Jan means which is born. And we know things born in four ways only. One is andaj, born from egg. Then swedaj, born from aspiration. What is that? Lies and all that. Swedaj. Swedaj. Jarayu, born from womb. Udvij, all plants called Udvij, born from seed. So four types. So Jantunam Narajanma Durlavam. Among all the beings, all the Jantu which are born, Narajanma is Durlava, very rare, very rare. But we think very simple, kuch nahi hai. We don't value this. The Lord has got 84 lakh junis. You can count the population of human beings, but you cannot count the population of all Jantu. Can you count the population of all the trees, plants, animals, insects, earthworms, mosquitoes, bacteria? No, impossible. But in this also we say population badh raha hai, kya hoga? Now see the ratio of human being to the total population of all the beings. It will be hardly 0.00001% of the total population of all beings, 84 lakh yonis total, out of which humans will be hardly a fraction. Good. We think it is so simple, human life. We kill each other. It has no value. Jantu naam narajanma durlabhamata. And the density of population also we see different. In America, density will be very low. If you go to India, Delhi, Bombay, density is very high. Go to Africa, different. China, Japan, different densities there. Very good. But this Narjanma is very precious. Why? It has got the potential to evolve. In no other species you can evolve. Only in the human birth you can evolve. From a human being you can become God-man. In this birth only. In no other birth you can do it. Why so? Because in human birth only you can discriminate between dharma and adharma. In all other, they have got the vivek also. They can also discriminate, but they can discriminate between visaya only. We call it visaya vivek. Animals can do visaya vivek and humans can do dharma adharma vivek. A cow is grazing. If she thinks this grass is eatable, will eat, otherwise will walk. Visaya vivek, that much they can do, not more than that. And Tulsi Baba says, bade bhag manus tan paava, bade bhag. It's very, very difficult to get this manus jivan. Manus tan is very difficult to get. And what is the reason of getting this thing, this human form? It is said, Subhai mapnoti devatvam asubhai naraki gatim ubhayabhyam punya papabhyam manusyam labate abhas. When we are doing all the subha, 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 subha means punya karma, punya, 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 you are doing only punya. So what you will get? Devatvam, higher uni you will get. And chine punya, martaloke bishanti. When the punya are over, come back. And if you are doing only asubha, 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 only paap kar, naraki gatim, you go to the lower world. So by paap and punya, you travel in 14 lokas. Either you go to the higher lokas or you go to the lower lokas. Very good. Ubhayabhyam punya paapabhyam. When the paap and punya are more or less equal, then you get this manushya yoni. Manushya gati. Why it is so precious? Because you can discriminate in this birth only dharma, adharma, pap and punya, you can now ascertain you are traveling between these 14 lokas only, up and down we are going. And in manushya yoni, you are given measured amount of happiness and measured amount of sorrow. Why? Because pap and punya both are equal. If somebody is saying that I am happy throughout the whole life, he is telling lie. If somebody is saying that I am only dukhi whole life, he is also lying. Pap punya, when you are equal, then only you get it. What is the advantage if you are given measured amount of sorrow and joy? You will start thinking, is this life? Ye kabhi sukh milta hai, phir dukh aa jata hai, phir dukh aata hai, phir sukh aata hai. What is this life? Whole life we have to spend like this. Vairagya will come. We will start thinking where from it is coming. And once you come, start coming to Chinmay Mission class, we will tell you the anatma is giving you sorrow. What is anatma, we will tell you. And we are all intelligent, we come to know how to get rid of this. Staying in the anatma also, we can get rid of this. Very good. Even in the dev lok also, they also don't know. They don't know Brahman. There also there is a guru. Who is the guru of devta? Brihaspati. They run to Brihaspati. And in Keno Upanishad we have seen that the Vayu Agni Devta could not recognize that Brahman. They are not interested. Why? They are always sukhi. They are always sukhi. If you are always sukhi, there is no question of permanent sukh there. Hum to sukh mein hai khali. Punya kiya hai. Sukh mein hai. Very good. Then next is punsatvam. Punsatvam means purusatva. Manhood, manliness. Does that mean the Veda is the domain of only man only, male dominated? No. In Veda we never talk about gender. Never, never. Any human being of any race, any place, he can understand, learn it and practice it. So what is this punsvattam? The tvam means the abstract. Yeah, we say na sundar, sundar tvam, beautifulness. Good. Really speaking, it means not allowing your emotions to overpower your spiritual journey. Only this much is needed. Not allowing your emotions to overpower your spiritual journey is the punsatva. Good. What is this punsatva? The Gurudev writes, courage, discrimination, detachment, determination, equilibrium, peace, cheer. These things are required for your spiritual evolution. If you have got these things, courage, come what may, I will tread this path. Courage. Discrimination, I am able to discriminate between. Another step is coming, Atma and Anatma. I am ready to do that discrimination, continuously discrimination. Determination. I have determined, I have taken a resolution that I will come Sunday morning 7:30 in our Vedanta class, come what may. That is determination. Detachment. The moment you start doing the Vivek, detachment will automatically come. You don't have to bring vairagya. Vairagya will come. But that vairagya should be based on vivek, on discriminating between atma and anatma. Once you come to know that the sorrow is coming only from anatma, detachment, vairagya will be automatic. Without Vivek, if the Vairagya is coming, it will not be permanent. Very good. So you will find there are many women in men. Many women in man form. They don't have these qualities. And what are the women qualities? So woman is the symbol of softness, attachment, sentiments, and anxieties. You will find these qualities in many men. And in many women, you will find these masculine qualities, resolute, determined, courage. So if you have got these qualities, then you have got the punsattvam. Tato viprata. The third qualification required is viprata. What is vipra? Vipra means Brahman. So we have got a wrong understanding that if I am not in the born in the Brahman family, so I am not Brahman. But Lord in Bhagavad Gita says, he never talk about that way. He has segregated Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra according to Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. If you have more Sattvic Guna, then you are Brahman. And what is the qualities of Brahman? The qualities of Brahman are given in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, Samo Damas Tapas Chaucham Santi Arjama Vevacha Jnanam Vijnanam Astikam Brahma Karma Svabhajam. This is the Brahman karma, natural Brahman karma, svabhajam. This is nature of Brahman. What is that? Sama. Sama, what we have heard, na? Control of mind. Dama, control of tapaha, austerity. Saucham, purity outside, inside, purification of mind. Chantim, forgiveness. Arjamam, straightforward. Straightforward means? Kaya, vacha, manasa. This should be in one line. What you are thinking, what you are saying, and what you are doing is the one and same. Very rare to find such people. They will think something, they will say something, and they will do differently. Arjavam, straightforward. Jnanam, jnanam here means the Shastra Jnana, knowledge of the scripture. Vijnanam, vijnanam means the experience of that. Astikyam, they believe that the Lord is there. These are the qualities of Brahman. Good. And what is the definition of Brahman? Vipra. The definition of Vipra is Janmana Jayate Sudra. We all are born Sudra. Janmana Jayate Sudra Karmana Dvija Uchyate. When you have got the Janeu Sanskar, then we are, say, Dvij, twice born. Why twice born? Because now the Lord has come into his life. Gayatri Mantra is given to him. His spiritual journey starts now. And Vedadhyayi Bhavet Vipra. Vedadhyayi, those who study Vedas, those who chant Vedas, Vedadhyayi Vipra. What we are studying? Veda, Gita, Upanishad. These are all Veda. Vedant, Upanishad is Vedant. Vedadhyayi Vipra. So with this definition, we are all Vipra. And who is Brahmana? Brahma Janati Brahmana. One who knows that Brahma, he is Brahman. And Vipra is one we have studied in Sadhana Panchakam. The first step is Vedo Nitya Dhiyatam. Brahmacharya over. Vedo Nitya Dhiyatam. One has to study the scriptures. But many study Shastra but don't apply in the life. There are many people who have studied the Shastra. Therefore the next comes Vaidik Dharma Marga Parta. After studying the scripture, you have to apply in your life. So how to live life is given in the scripture. What is given in the scripture? We have got four ashrams. Brahmacharya, What is to be done in the brahmacharya? Vedo nitya adhyetam, always you have to remember. Whatever you have studied is all the objective thing. Subjective thing also you have to study. Vedo nitya adhyetam. Very good. And what is to be done in the grihastha ashram? Whatever you have learned in the brahmacharya ashram, fulfill your desire righteously according to the sastra in the grihastha ashram so that you can purify yourself. So purification of mind is the essence of grihastha ashram. And the technique is karma yoga for us. Do whatever you are doing, but that everything should be for the happiness of the Lord. If you do that karma yoga, mind will be purified. Now mind is purified. Third ashram. Third ashram is? Vanprastha. What is the purpose of Vanprastha? Now concentration of mind. You have to do upasana. So grihastha ashram, after grihastha ashram, you have to do the upasana. Upasana is for the concentration of mind, making the mind single-pointed. And the fourth ashram, sannyas, is for atmajnan. But that doesn't mean if you want to do the atmajnan, you have to live up to 75 and then after that you come to the class. No! You can come to the sannyas immediately after your brahmacharya. Immediately after brahmacharya. All our swamis are like that. Straight away from brahmacharya to the sannyas. Never went into the grihastha ashram. That we can do. So the grihastha ashram, the actual living is, first is Vedo Nitya Adhyetam. We have studied this in Sadhana Panchakam, the first book, 40 sadhanas given by Shankaracharya. After Brahmachar, Vedo Nitya Adhyetam, Tad Uditam Karma Sanushthiyatam. According to that, you do the karma. And how that karma is to be done? Tene Is Vidyaram Apachati. That those karma are to be offered to the Ishwar. Offering Ishwar means doing karma yoga. Kamme mati tajyatam. Kamme mati, no selfish desire, no sakam karma. Sakam karma will take you to anarthakari parampara. Sakam karma will take you to anarthakari parampara. Vidya kam karma, vidya kam karma. And you will go into the cycle of birth, death, birth, death, birth. Sakam karma. So Vedic dharms are of two types. One is the pravritti dharma. And another is the nibritti dharma. What is pravritti dharma? Pravritti dharma is that you have to exhaust your vasana according to the pravritti dharma, according to the karma yoga. I have come with a lot of vasana. Therefore, I entered into the grihastha ashram. So these vasanas can be exhausted only by karma yoga, only by karma yoga. There is no other way out, no other way out. And what is karma yoga? No specific thing. Whatever you are doing, you do the same thing, only fit a software in your mind that it is for the happiness of the Lord. That will take care of everything. You will not be able to do any illegal, immoral work. If you fit this software here, then you will not be able to do any illegal, immoral work, and also you will refrain yourself from the sakam karma also. It will happen. It is scientific. Good. Then after that, once the chitta suddhi has happened because of karma yoga, the purpose of karma yoga is only to purify your mind. When the purification has happened, stop karma yoga. It's no more required. After that, nibritti marg. What is nibritti marg? Nibritti marg is that you have to start now sravan manan nididhyasana. So two dharma are prescribed. One is the pravritti dharma. Pravritti dharma means to exhaust your vasana, purify your mind by doing karma yoga. What is karma yoga? Doing the same thing what I am doing. But only we have to fit software that it is for the happiness of the Lord. That's all. Mind purified. After that, nibritti marg. Nibritti marg means start studying. Nibritti marg doesn't mean that now I am idle, khatam ho gaya kaam. No. After that, you have to study scripture. Sravan manan nididhyasan. And same thing was said in our sadhana panchakam. What was said? Vedo nityadhiyatam tad utitim karma sanushtiyatam ten isasya vidhiyatam apachiti kamme mati tajyatam papaud pariduyatam. Whatever five sins I have done, now I will do the atonement of that. And how, what are the process of, I mean the procedure of atonement?
Tirtha Brahman, Ganga Snan, Japa.
Japa. Aaj double candy hai. जप पापोद परिधुयताम भव सुखे दोषो अनुसंधीयताम भव सुख इन दिस भव वी आर थिंकिंग दिस भव दिस वर्ल्ड दिस जगत इज गिविंग मी सुख बट दैट सुख ऑलवेज इट इज माई नो ओन एक्सपीरियंस दैट दैट सुख वॉज ऑलवेज टेम्पोररी इट वॉज लिमिटेड फॉर सम टाइम ओनली भव सुखे दोषो अनुसंधीयताम दिस भव दिस जगत इज नॉट एबल टू गिव मी परमानेंट सुख. Why it is not able to give me permanent sukha? What is the science? Because it itself is temporary. How a limited, a temporary thing can give me permanent sukha? It cannot give. So I am started seeing all this shortcoming. Then atmichha vyavasiyatam. Then somebody told me there is a permanent thing to have. Available. What is that? Atmichha vyavasiyatam. Nijgrihatulam vinirgambatam. I am going out of my house. Going out of my house means I am no more attached with now. I am staying in the house. Staying in the body. This body or that house is not going to give me permanent sukha. Vinargambyatam. Where will you go? Sangha sasubhidhiyatam. I will go to sasanga. See the steps given by Shankaracharya. Where will you go after leaving your home? Go to the satsanga vidham. Bhagavato bhakti dridhadhiyatam. Bhakti toward the Lord, I will make it more concrete. Then santadi parichiyatam. Santadi means samdam, these qualities, satsampatti, we will cultivate. Dridhataram karmasu santajyatam. Dridhataram, the work I was doing, the karma yoga which I was doing for 25 years, grihastha ashram. Tajyatam. Chhod do. No more required. You have done your purification of mind. And after that, sad vidwan upasritam. Sad vidwan? Not ordinary vidwan. Which vidwan? Sad vidwan. Who is that sad vidwan? Who knows the sad and who can take you to the sad? That is sad vidwan. I will approach him. Pratidin tat paduka sevyatam. Pratidin I will do is the paduka puja, not that formal paduka puja. Paduka puja means that I will come to him, learn from him. I will also stand on the same platform on which that Sadguru is standing. One day I will also be standing on the same platform. Brahma ekaksharam arthitam. Brahma ekaksharam. All the Upanishads, all the Mahavakya says only one thing. That Mahavakya says Jeevan Brahman is one. Brahma ekaksharam arthitam. Shruti siro vakyam samakarnatam. This is the Shruti Vakya. This is the Ved Vakya. This I will continue listen that Jeevan Brahman is one. And Brahman is not outside. Brahman is my own Atma. I am Brahman. That platform we have to come. So the sadhana given by Shankaracharya, study Veda. After that, exhaust your vasana, purify your mind. After purification, concentration of mind. Go to the Guru, learn about the scripture, do the reflection, come to the same platform. Very good. After learning about the Vedanta also, then vidvat asmat param, right of knowledge of the scripture I have got now. Those who follow Vedic dharma, good, they are vidwan, they are good people, they are humble people. But when problem comes, they are not able to take any decision. When problem comes into their own life, they are not able to take any decision. But one who is able to take a decision according to the Vedas, he is real vidwan. Good. It indicates the sravan part. Nibritti mark, sravan comes here. Once you start doing the sravan continuously, then you come to know that anatma, 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 atma. How many atmas are there? Yehi ki atma. How many anatmas? Whatever you see is all anatma. What gives you sorrow? Anatma gives me sorrow. When the next time sorrow comes, find out, analyze. We never analyze what is the source of anatma. You will find that anatma is the source. Very good. The sravan. Sravan is required from the guru. You see, Arjun was also dharma sammurcheta. Arjun was also dharma sammurcheta. When he came to the battlefield, he asked Lord, at this point of time, karpanya dosho upahita pechsa. I have got the karpanya dosho. Cripple ho gaya, main miser ho gaya. Why miser? What is the definition of miser? Who has got the wealth which he will not share or neither he will use for himself. He is a miser. ऐसा है, अपने पर भी नहीं खर्च करेंगे, दूसरे को भी नहीं देंगे. तो अर्जुन होता है saying, कार्पण्य, आई हैव गॉट इंटेलेक्ट बट एट दिस पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम आई बिकम माइजर. व्हाई माइजर? आई एम नॉट एबल टू यूटिलाइज इट. कार्पण्य दोस्तों, व्हाट इज माय ड्यूटी? देखो 12 साल तक तैयारी किया वो लोग टू फाइट दैट बैटल. नाउ आफ्टर कमिंग हियर ही इज आस्किंग लॉर्ड कृष्णा व्हाट इज माय ड्यूटी, as if he was brought there blindfolded. No. Dharma sammurcheta. He could not utilize his knowledge there at that time. And the next step is, step number 5, atma anatma vivechanam, discriminate between atma and anatma. This is the 5th step. Vidwan can solve the problem. Many, many vidwan can, suppose the next step is also, is able to do, is to solve the problem. Ask him, who are you? But ye nahi puchho humko. That is beyond my scope of intelligence. I can't think about that subtle thing. Who am I? Ye nahi samajh mein aata hai. If you remember in the Upadesh Sar, one rishi was writing the translation. When the Vedic portion came, he came to Raman Maharshi. I am not able to translate. He was Vidwan. When the portion came, what was the knowledge given by Lord? He came to Raman Maharshi. Now you write. Sravan. In our Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it is said, Atmavare Drashtavya, you should see the Atman. Drashtavya, not physically you will not see. So for seeing that, what you have to do? Srotavya, first is the Sravan. Always remember that the ignorance of Atman can be removed only by Sravan. This is the first step. Srotavya. Then, if you have got any doubt, then mantavya. Then you have to, after that, second step is reflection. And after reflection, even if you want to experience it, iti dhyasitavya. Dekhlo. If you want, it's not necessary. Mantavya. Niti dhyasitavya. Then the step number 6, swa-anubhava. Swa-anubhava means su-anubhava. Su-anubhava means sustu-anubhava. Direct experience, aparokshanubhuti. Aparokshanubhuti, remember, I am Akshay Kumar. That is aparokshanubhuti. Remember? Example? Akshay Kumar, I am that one. Not knowing that Brahman is this much, I have studied one Upanishad, two Upanishad. I am that. I am Brahman. This is Aparoksha Anubhuti. So some people go up to that. They sometimes get some glimpses. Sometimes they get experience. Thoda sa shanti mila. I am meditating. Guru is saying, okay, slowly you withdraw from the world, come to your body, come to your prana, come to your mind, see the procession of thoughts, or you take the help of your mantra, go on chanting your mantra, then slowly you will find, once the mantra you are chanting, and second time when you are chanting, in between there is a gap and there are no thought. That is the state of Turiya state. That is the Turiya state. Awareness is there. No thought is there. Full awareness is there. But no thought is there. Suppose now the thought comes. Again chant the mantra. So you are getting glimpse only sometimes. But you are not permanently abiding in it. You have got the experience. Then the last step comes. Brahmatmana sansthiti. All the time I am not able to say that I am Brahmasmi. I am in that state. Sometimes I experience Brahmatmana sansthiti, abiding in the self. Brahma and Atman is one. What is the difference between Brahman and Atman? Brahman conditioned by body, when we say Atma, Meri Atma, ye kehti hai. And the same Atman without this body is Brahman. Only that is the difference. Good. Now abide in that truth which has been experienced, which has been decided in Manan, Sravan, Manan, Nidityasan. So that is Brahmatmana Sansthiti. And in Upadesar we have already seen Atma Sansthiti, Swatma Darsanam, Atma Nirdayat, Atma Nishtata. In Upadesar we have already seen it. And in Sadhana Panchakam also we have seen Paradham Ti Bhujyatam, Atha Par Brahmatmana Sthiyatam, Atha Par Brahmatmana is the 40th step. Brahmatmana Sansthiyatam. But he has to experience Prarabdha. Even though he is realized, but the prarabdha has to be experienced. And the last is mukti. Mukti, abidance in the self as supreme Brahman. This is mukti. You become jivan mukta. While living, you can walk in this earth as a jivan mukta. And when the body drops, videha mukti. Jivan mukta while living and videha mukti after death. So, Shankaracharya says, mukti na sat janma koti sukritai punnai vinana labbate. This mukti you cannot get unless you have done punya karma in sat koti janma. Sat koti janma. So, S.K. Shankaracharya is inspiring us. अच्छा देखो हमारे पास क्या क्या है लेट मी इंस्पायर यू ऑल्सो वी ऑल हैव गॉट ह्यूमन फॉर्म गुड पुंसम दैट आई हैव सेड यू ऑल हैव गॉट द क्वालिटीज अदरवाइज यू विल नॉट कम यू हैव गॉट द करेज डिटर्मिनेशन यू आर कमिंग हियर देन आफ्टर दैट यू आर गेटिंग द नॉलेज ऑल्सो विद्वत देन आत्मानात्मा विवेक we are doing. Then whatever the scripture says, we are trying to apply also on our this. Sometimes there is problem. Kabhi kabhi nahi apply hota hai, but still, chalte hai. Then after that, you can say, chalo last do wala nahi ho raha hai. सुअनुभव नहीं हुआ, ओके एक्सेप्टेड सुअनुभव नहीं हुआ, एंड संस्थिति ब्रह्मात्मा संस्थिति, सो आउट ऑफ एट यू हैव क्रॉस सिक्स, बताओ इज इट नॉट गुड? आउट ऑफ एट स्टेप्स यू हैव क्रॉस सिक्स, ओनली दो बाकी है. So, Shankaracharya ji inspiring us. So, don't lose chance of this human birth. Shankaracharya ji will again impress on this again and again. Don't lose this chance. You can get this tattva here and now. It is not outside. It is with you. The scripture and guru will tell you where to get it, how to get it. But sadhana, you have to do. So, in sadhana panchakam, we have got 40 steps Shankaracharya has given. Here, 8 steps only. In Bhaja Govindan, 4 steps. Satsangatve Nisangatvam. Once you start doing the satsang, Nisangatvam, Nisangatvam. You will detach from this worldly. Why we will detach? Satsang. When you come to satsang,
you start with the difference between the Atma and
Atma. Satsang and Nisangatam, they will tell you where from the sorrow is coming. Sorrow is coming from this. So you will start detaching from the Nisangatam. Nisangatve? Nirmohattam. What is Nirmoha? Wrong understanding. What is Moha? This is real. I am transacting with this, I am seeing this, I am touching, tasting, smelling this. So this is real. This is not seen, so it is not there. Atman is not there. This is real for me. So the wrong understanding, moha is gone. Satsangate, nisangatam, nisangatve, nirmohatam. When the nirmohate, when the moha, delusion is gone, right understanding is that? Nischal tattva. This is nischal tattva. Nischal tattva? Jivan mukti. Khata. 4 steps. Very easy. Guruji has given 2-step mukti. Only 2. No. Purify your mind, get the knowledge.
Attach and detach Gurudev.
Gurudev said, detach and attach. Detach from this, attach to this. So simple. There are only 2 things. Tisra hai nahi jo confusion create karega. There cannot be only more permutation and combination. Only 2 things. Good. So should we see one more verse?
Durlabham trayamevaitada. Durlabham trayamevaitada. Devanugraha hetukam. Devanugraha hetukam. Manushyatvam mumukshutvam. Manushyatvam mumukshutvam. Mahapurusa samsrayah. Mahapurusa samsrayah. Durlabham trayamevaitata. Devanugraha hetukam. Manushyatvam mumukshutvam. Mahapurusa samsrayah.
Durlabham trayam. 3 things are durlabh, very rare to get. What are those 3 things? Manushyatvam, mamuchyatvam, mahapurusa samsraya. How can you get it? Devanugraha hetukam. Hetu means cause. The cause is because of the anugraha, the grace of devata, dev. If you get these 3 things, then it is the grace of the Lord. First is manushyatvam. Shankaracharya is addressing the students who are sitting in front of him. Guru is sitting. Shankaracharya is sitting there. And who are the students sitting in front of him? They are manushyattam, they are manushya. They say nothing is written about male, female, no gender. Manushyattam, you have got those qualities. Determination, courage, you can discriminate, resolution, manushyattam. Then, many people have this quality. Second quality, mumuchyattam is not there. Khatam wahi kho gaya. Manushyattam is there. He has got some quality stated in verse number 2. But mumuchyattam is not there. Now suppose that you have got the mumuchyattam. They are all mumukshu sitting in front of Shankaracharya. Mumuchyattam. Now suppose the mumuchyattam has also you have got, but Guru is not there, Mahapurush Sansra is not there. Then what happens? Mumuchyattam without Guru. So Kabir Dasi says, Guru bin Gyan, Gyan bin Chela, Nisadin Firat Udasi. Guru bin Gyan, without Guru, Gyan will not happen. Laakh padlo Gita, kabhi nahi samajh mein aayega. Guru bin Gyan, Gyan bin Chela, Nisidin Firat Udasi. Always he is in sorrow. Nisidin Firat Udasi. Now suppose you have got Manushyattam, you have got the Mumuchyattam, and you have got the Mahapurush Sansraya also. If you get this thing, Shankaracharya says, Dev Anugrah Hetukam. This is Hetu. Hetu means the cause. And what is the cause of you are getting all three in life? This is the anugrah. Anugrah means the grace. Grace of Devta. Because of the grace of Devta, you are getting these three things. He has connected you to the Guru Devta. He gets you connected. Simple thing. If you are able to understand the scripture, know it for sure, this is the grace of Lord. If you are understanding it. That also is Devta Anugraha. Gurudev showed the grace of Lord. This is the 16th Vedant course going on, and each we have on average around 100 brahmacharis. I know expenses runs above crore rupee for teaching them, for keeping them, boarding, lodging, all expenses, books. Medical expenses, books, everything. It runs into crores. And Gurudev used to go in the initial years when Guruji was there. At that time Gurudev has to go and get the money, and then he will come, teach them, feed them. At some times they used to have only one meal a day. No breakfast, no lunch, one meal. He shelter, and he made such arrangement, it is now continuing. So Dev Anugrah also means Prarabdha. Because of Prarabdha, I got this thing. In Upadeshar we have seen Karturagya Prapyate Phalam. Because of my prarabdha, I have got this situation. So now we have to do the purusartha. So in earlier verse it was said, in the verse number 2 it was said that mukti you will get only by punya. Now here it is plus. Anugraha is also needed. So punya and grace of the Lord, both are required in the spiritual path. Now suppose you have got the Guru, now you tell, Ho jao suru Guru! Guru, ho jao suru! Theek hai, suru honge aage, next class mein suru honge aur. Om Pur
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah Hari Om. We got a mail this morning from our Guruji that our Sanskrit University has become Deemed University and it is going to start on the 14th of June this month. So it will be a live telecast on 14th June. The courses will be open. They have got all the clearances.
Next week class.
And next week? There will be no class because we have got Bal Vihar camp. After that, we will continue.
All of you who